The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Right, here's what's making headlines that might move the markets today. U.S. President Donald Trump, he is accusing China and the European Union of manipulating their currencies. And of course, this comes as he tries to negotiate the concessions from his country's two largest trade partners. And the U.S. and China, of course, will be this week meeting to resume their trade talks, and that will be closely watched. Let's get into the bigger picture with Jeff Howie. He's the market strategist from the Singapore Exchange. Morning, Jeff. How's it going?
Good morning, Ryan. Good to be here.
Well, let's dive into this. U.S.-China trade talks due to resume middle of the week, and this happens just before the tariffs kick in, $16 billion worth. How is the market positioning itself ahead of this?
Well, it's been positioning itself for some time because the trade developments do continue to provide, I guess, the key ongoing regional focus. And as you say, China is poised to levy that 25% tariff on an additional $16 billion of imports on Thursday. And, of course, that follows from the U.S. levying the 25% duties on $34 billion in Chinese goods back in early July. And ahead of the implementation, what is critical, of course, is both countries have agreed to a fourth round of trade talks, albeit they are mid-level talks, and that's expected to occur sometime between the 22nd to the 23rd of August. But what we've seen is, as we said, it's an ongoing regional focus. So Asia is mostly in the red this year so far. We've seen China, of course, be the subject of these trade developments mostly, and that's led the region lower. I've seen moves across the region range from the Nikkei's gain of 2% to the CSI 300 decline of around 22% in Singapore dollar terms. In terms of where we are placed, pretty much in line with the region. Our moves on the STI is a decline between 5% and 6%, and dividends boost that total return to a decline of around 2.5%.
Right, Jeff. So President Trump is also in the headlines for criticizing the Fed once again for raising interest rates. This comes just weeks before we're expecting the next rate hike from U.S. Federal Reserve. Talk us through how the market's going to read into this and how the Fed is going to respond in this next policy decision.
Yeah, I don't know if President Trump's actually looking for a response, rather, I guess, providing some commentary ahead of the key annual economic symposium in Jackson Hole, which basically occurs at the end of this week. And it's pretty important to see policy direction and so forth from the Fed Reserve on Friday. So that's a pretty key event, and I would basically correlate the president's comments with this upcoming event. On the other radar for the Fed, of course, we've got the minutes due on, I think it's 2 a.m. Thursday morning,
that's
Singapore
right.
time. Yeah, and look, there were a few changes in the statement in the last release. They basically upgraded their economic outlook, basically said economic activity had been rising at a strong rate rather than a solid rate, which it said in the previous minutes. It also said household spending had changed, basically was now growing strongly, which was different from picking up, which it had said in the last minutes. And it also said that inflation remained near 2% rather than moving closer to 2%. That's excluding food and energy. So that's kind of important because I think the real key development for the markets are looking for are, will there be three rate hikes this year or will there be four rate hikes this year? So market has not really changed its tone in looking for that. Remember, we've had two rate hikes in the 2018 year so far. We had three back in 2017, one in 2016 and one in 2015. And going back to what you said about President Trump and his comments, he will also be basically looking at the fact that, okay, prior to December 2015, we had U.S. interest rates at 0.25%. They now sit at 2%.
That's right, Jeff. So like you mentioned, some signs of the U.S. economy ticking up steadily, and the minutes will be something to watch out for on Thursday morning. Jeff Howie, market strategist from the Singapore Exchange with us. Jeff, let's take a look back in the Singapore market, opportunities that you see right now. And let's zoom in on defensive stocks. Two of them stand out right now. Sheng Siong is up 22% year-on-date, and Dairy Farms up 18% year-on-date. What makes them so attractive to investors right now?
Well, there are two supermarkets that basically have comparatively very simple supply chains and are supplying everyday consumer goods. So they do fit that defensive method of investing. What we've seen, there have been standout performances this year. Sheng Siong Group has generated a 22% total return, and Dairy Farm has generated a 15% return in US dollar terms, which amounts to around 18% in Singapore dollar terms. And they were both of them were recipients of combining net institutional inflows of around 105 million Singapore dollars over the first 7 months of the year. And they have also obviously reported, the Dairy Farm reports on a semi-annual basis. So if we look at the two companies, what they've reported for the first half of this 2018 year, Shengxiong Group has reported a 7% increase in profit after tax, and Dairy Farm has reported a 6% increase in profit attributable to its shareholders. So both very similar price moves, similar results, and both benefiting from institutional inflows into their stocks as well.
Right, so fundamentals look strong for Shengxiong Dairy Farm and consumers still going shopping. Well, let's zoom in on the technology sector, Jeff. So the tech stocks in the spotlight with all the headlines around trade disputes and tariffs. What are some of the interesting ones that are getting some momentum back home?
Well, look, they remain in the spotlight very much like trade developments. If we look at yesterday's turnover, we saw as many as five IT stocks that basically ranked in the 40 most active stocks by turnover. They were AEM Holdings, which was amongst the top five traded, Venture Corp, Hype International, Valuetronics, and UMS Holdings. And look, these stocks, when we look at the 10 largest capitalized primary listed IT players we have here, they've generated median declines of around 10% in the year to date, including divs. And it follows very strong performances in 2017 of around 93%. So the performance is obviously nowhere near like they were last year, but what we've seen is a lot more trading activity, a lot more shorter term swings and intraday trading ranges in these stocks in the year to date, because technology does remain a key theme. And when we look at what's the US in terms of what they're looking to drive their growth into future years, the US Commerce Department has acknowledged technology will be the key driver of US growth. The Secretary Wilbur Ross, he has been citing an Accenture report that the 5G technologies can potentially create up to 3 million American jobs, generating $500 billion a year to a $20 trillion economy. Yep. That's 2.5 percentage points of growth. And just in an interview last week, we saw Federal Communications Commissioner Brendan Carr. He mentioned that the US is also in great shape in its race with China and other countries to develop its own 5G network. So plenty going on in terms of the future of 5G, disruptive technologies, and the impact that the race of these countries are having in mastering the technologies, and the impact that's having on the markets is quite significant at the moment.
That's right. So technology space, something to watch out for, and like you mentioned, AEM Holdings, Venture Corp, Hype, Valuetronics, and UMS were among the top active stocks yesterday, and something to watch out for today. Always great chatting with you, Jeff.
Thank you very much. You too. Thank you, Ryan.
Jeff Howie, market strategist at the Singapore Exchange with us on The Bigger Picture.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance.